elect the secretary.
You want me to call it to order, right?
Sure.
Business and everything, and I.
Go for it.
We've got everybody. Yeah, okay, so, all right, we'll call the Epworth Methodist Church Charge Conference to order. And I'll go ahead and do a devotion and prayer, and then we'll turn it over to Reverend Bright. I picked two scriptures from this week. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then I also picked Mark 16:15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And I thought these were both very appropriate, being that we're doing approval for candidacy process for ordination. So, bow your heads, I'll open us in prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we ask thee to lead us and guide us as we perform your business tonight. Help prepare us as we vote on this candidacy for the ordination, and also prepare us for our leadership team meeting after this, and lead us and guide us in the decisions we make, and give everybody safe travel mercies to and from. We ask these things in our precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Good evening. If you haven't met me before, I'm Pastor John Bright. I'm the presiding elder for the Richmond District. I think I'm getting blamed for dumping terror on you, too. Am I still getting blamed for that?
Pretty sure.
Okay. The first thing we need to do is elect a charge conference secretary. A little birdie told me that Tara was going to do it.
I'm willing.
Unless somebody else would like to be secretary for the charge conference.
Y'all have to vote on this and move. Okay.
I'll make a motion we accept that.
All right. All in favor? Say aye. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All opposed? You're going to do it.
All right.
Okay. So we've got two things I want to start with. I want to start with explaining why we're here. Okay. Second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put JR on the spot. And he's going to tell us his salvation story. Now, I didn't warn him ahead of time. Because if anybody who is a minister of the gospel better be able to tell their salvation story so that they can be that witness for Christ. Helen's over there going, yeah. So in the Book of Doctrine and Discipline, under paragraph 439, which is the powers and duties of the charge conference, number 7 is the charge conference shall examine and recommend to the Board of Ministry, faithfully adhering to the provisions of the Book and Doctrines of Discipline, candidates for ordained ministry who have been professing members in good standing of the Global Methodist Church or its predecessors for at least 1 year, whose gifts, evidence of God's grace, and call to ministry clearly establish them as candidates, and who have met the educational requirements. It is out of faith in the witness of the congregation that men and women respond to God's call to ordain ministry. Every local church should intentionally nurture candidates for the ordained ministry, providing for spiritual and financial support and for their education and formation as servant leaders for the ministry of the whole people of God. So that's why we're here. This is a disciplinary requirement. But it is absolutely proper for church leadership to give a vote of confidence when we have candidates for ministry. Last week, I went to my home church to preach one night of a revival. The room we met in for prayer was the room that they met with me in to recommend me as a candidate for ministry. You know, you never forget that. You never, ever forget that. It seems like a formality to us. It's not a formality to jail. It's an important step. So, brother, I put you on the spot. I'd like to hear about how you came to faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, my story goes way back.
Okay.
When I was 12, 13 years old, I grew up in a Christian family. Was in very active in church. About 12, 13 years old, something grabbed hold of me, and I turned my life over to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained it as a gold bar. When I did that, God put a gold bar in my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell I get emotional. But that gold bar is my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shining bright. And I felt God in a lot of things and everything I did at that time. Even the people I've been around and was around. Over the years, that gold bar would at times get tarnished. But I know God is there. And every time I call on God, that gold bar got shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And along 15, 16 years old, I went to a church camp of the Nazarene. And it pulled on me then, is that this is what you need to do. But I spent a lot of years doing other things, and I've done a lot of things. I've had the opportunity to be part in a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always been there. And God got a hold of me this time. I hope people can see it in me, that this time it's here. I'm God's, He's mine, and I'm hoping to do something that somebody else can have that same experience,
mm-hmm.
that feeling of Christ and knowing that He's there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what field God is leading me to, but I do know this is something I've been preparing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the United Methodist. We went to, I was certified lay speaker and had thoughts of continuing on then, but with everything that happened, I didn't. But I fully believe God is leading me in this path, leading us. This path is not mine alone.
Yeah.
This young lady sitting beside me that's been my wife for 45 years now,
mm-hmm.
is traveling this journey with me.
Yeah.
She's been there with me ever since of our marriage, ever since we met.
Mm-hmm.
And God is leading us, and she fully supports me in this, because without her I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But God is leading me. I don't know, like I said, I don't know exactly which direction He's leading me, which ministry, but I know something down the line He will point me where He needs mm-hmm. me and where He wants me to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at possibly for a while maybe just be like a fill-in pastor mm-hmm. when somebody goes on vacation or something like that, or something happens, they need somebody.
Yeah.
But I'm always open to whatever God's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And people have seen a lot of my journey here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping they can see in me what they feel would make a good pastor, a good leader.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to have grandparents, and I talk about my grandfather a lot, and he was the strongest Christian I knew. My mother was a strong Christian, so was my grandmother, but my grandfather, I've seen him stand up with tears flowing down his eyes. He loved his God more than anything on this earth. And then next was his family. And I hope to emulate him in a lot of ways, a lot of things I do. So.
Thank you. I'm not here to judge. Okay? But I did want to hear assurance in his belief that he is saved and his call. Did y'all hear that assurance?
No.
Yes.
Now, he's not 100% sure how he might be used, but when it came to his call and it came to his salvation, we could all hear the assurance. If you couldn't hear it, you weren't listening. Sorry. Shouldn't we all have a story of salvation that sounds like we're sure? I can use this as a teaching moment.
I think you already did.
But really.
Yeah.
It's that assurance. And that was really part of Methodism. That people could be 100% absolutely assured that they had salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, J.R., thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
This group right here has seen me at some of my worst times and some of my best times. They are a good group to make an assessment of what my life should further be.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so you have only one bit of business before this charge conference. It's a call charge conference for one purpose. We can't bring up any other business. So you have before you to approve recommending J.R. Mitchell to the Board of Ministry to move forward in the candidacy process for ordination. So this is the beginning. I just want everybody to be clear. When it moves to the Board of Ordained Ministry, it's out of y'all's hands. Okay? But that the journey always starts within the local church. So we have one bit of business before us. Does everybody understand what we're approving tonight?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions about this initial part of the process?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to ask all those in favor to approve to recommend J.R. Mitchell to the Board of Ministry to move forward in the candidacy process for ordination, if you would please raise your hand. Okay, I'm not going to ask for anything else because that was unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's and unanimous, J.R.
Can I have a motion to adjourn the charge conference?
I make a motion that we adjourn the charge conference.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Now, one more thing I would like to do. I would like Tara and myself to come around here, lay hands on our brother. Helen, you come over here. You're a minister.
Yes, I am.
Everybody else, reach a hand out and touch or put a hand out towards us. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, blessing our brother J.R. at the beginning of a journey. Lord, he said you called him a long time ago, but he knew there was that calling. Lord, that is the story of so many of us. It took us a while. But Lord, you caught up with the other ministers in this room, and you would not let us go. Father, I pray the same thing for J.R. Now that you've caught up with him, don't let him go. And I pray, Father, that his assurance of call and salvation would be evident to everybody on the Board of Ordained Ministry. For Father, we look not with our physical eyes at J.R. We look at him with the eyes of our hearts, your eyes that you gave us to see in the spirit realm. And we see, Lord, a child of God who wishes to walk in the way that you would have him walk, that you would have him go forward from this time on, looking at your people, wishing to be in ministry, hoping to be in ministry. Father, we pray for that desire, Lord, to come to pass. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that you put J.R. right here in this congregation. Mm-hmm. and that these people have been part of what is going to be the beginning of a journey. Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen.
You should wait just a minute. We need to wait just a minute. I have something between meetings that needs to be done.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, brother.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for letting me get to use